Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac brought to you by our friends at Split Rock Coffee. Tell you what, now that we have a sponsor on the Bob Almanac, Neil, there's a lot of pressure. We have to live up to their expectations.
Yes, it should be better.
And I don't know if we can. So if they drop off in the next week or two, you'll know why.
Yep.
We did not live up to expectations. But again, Split Rock Coffee, thank you. I hear it's the coffee you can drink all day.
That's what I'm hearing.
So today is Tuesday, October 20th, 294th day of the year. We have 71 full days left to go. This date, 1774, the new Continental Congress. The governor, it's kind of like the new Bob. When we first took the Bob, we were
the new Bob.
A long time. Several years we were new.
Yeah, new Bob 106.
Yeah, the good thing about that was that goodbye date lasted several years on the new Bob thing.
It did.
The new Bob. 1774, the new Continental Congress. The governing body of America's colonies at the time passed an order proclaiming that all citizens of the colonies discountenance and discourage all horse racing and all kinds of gaming, cockfighting, exhibitions of shows, plays, and other expensive diversions and entertainment.
Wow.
Didn't sound like that fun of a place to be.
It really didn't.
The colonies, they were trying to be strict. 1774.
Yeah,
we ratified the Louisiana Purchase. What did we buy that thing for? $16 million? What was it? It was, it's known as the greatest land grab of all time. It was the greatest real estate deal of all time, the Louisiana Purchase, and the U.S. Senate ratified it on this date, 1803. And then, of course, Thomas Jefferson would then send his buddies, Lewis and Clark, out there. They'd team up with Sacagawea. Then eventually John C. Fremont would form the Oregon Trail with his buddy Kit Carson and
find out exactly what we got.
They didn't know what was out there. They didn't know the Rocky Mountains were there. They didn't know what was there. They needed them going to utilize the Missouri River, of course. And of course, the eventual plan was to get all the way to the Pacific Ocean, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
No help to Mexico, though. They stood in our way.
Yeah.
We dispatched the Mexicans.
Right.
So, U.S. Senate, Louisiana Purchase. We were moving out west.
We were growing.
And without the Louisiana Purchase, probably wouldn't have known, I don't know, maybe Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett. They were kind of a big deal.
Yeah, they were.
They were frontiersmen doing their thing, taming
Boone
the Wild
been,
West.
Yeah, Boone would have been in there, sure.
The bad part of that was that by moving west, we were also encroaching on the lands of the native people.
Yes.
And that got messy.
It did.
1944, MacArthur, he lived up to his promise.
Now fulfilling his pledge to the Filipino people, General Douglas MacArthur has returned, accompanied by overpowering military strength and by every able-bodied man who, under orders, left the Philippines with him.
Douglas MacArthur, yeah, he's back. The Philippines.
He said he would be.
That was this date. It's always nice when somebody gives a promise and then they live up to that promise. MacArthur was that man.
Yeah, him and Arnold.
1944, 1955. So Harry Belafonte went out and recorded that song, Deo. They later changed the name of the song to the Banana Boat song, but a lot of people still call it Deo. That was his date, 1955, 64.
Hey, gee, what in the world? Mad Dog Vachon,
It's more important. Finally, convince the Bergogne. Come here, Bergogne.
It's very hard to understand the Mad Dog.
Usually the butcher would translate for
him. I heard him say Vern Gagne.
I did too.
That was a clip from the 80s. But on this date in 1964, Mad Dog Vachon and Vern Gagne faced off in Minneapolis for the AWA Championship.
Oh.
And the Mad Dog took the belt from Vern Gagne.
Oh, boy.
On this date, 1964. And, of course, then later on in the 80s, they would team up. It was shocking when they would team up as a tag team.
Yeah, when Mad Dog turned good guy.
Yep. And Mad Dog helped and went. And I think Vern was, like, in the front row in a sweater. And Mad Dog needed his help because he was battling the Sheiks. I think he was going up against Jerry Fatwell and some of the Sheiks, Sheik Adnan El Casey. So that was this date.
Those were the glory days.
They certainly were.
Oh, miss them.
glory days of wrestling, but today, 1968, glory days of the high jump.
Well, the reaction when people first saw me doing the flop technique varied depending on who they were. My competitors, they'd either kind of shrug their shoulder and say, oh, that's just Fosbury.
That's Dick Fosbury himself. He literally tipped.
Transformed.
We tipped the world of high jumping on its head.
Yes.
It was revolutionary. It might have been one of the most revolutionary things ever in sports to just kind of show up and absolutely just change how people did the high jump, the Fosbury flop. This day, 1968, this is the day that Dick won the medal, gold medal, 68 Mexican Olympics, Mexico City.
Never seen anything like it.
They never had seen it. He had been using it, so there had been some exposure to it. But for a worldwide stage like that, it was, like we said.
Now it's all people do.
Revolutionary. Some people call me Maurice. I still go head first when I do my high jump.
Yeah.
I'm the anti-Fosbury flop. It's still a flop, but it's different kind of flop.
Second day in a row for their Maurice reference.
Yeah, this song was released by the Steve Miller Band.
73. That was close.
But you know, in game shows, they don't allow you to do, you know, give one answer and then do it like on, like if you're on, if you're on Joker's Wild, Jack Barry isn't going to allow you to go, you know, what's the Washington, what's the president, what's the capital of America? New York. Oh, Washington, D.C. He's not going to give it to you. No, you can't do that. And if you do that, they take away the big lever, the big one-arm bandit, and then you have to stand there and be the lever, which you don't want.
No.
So the Joker, 1973, recorded 77 in the news.
Well, the Federal Aviation Administration reports that a plane carrying 25 persons crashed tonight in southwest Mississippi. Among those aboard, the Leonard Skinner Rock Group. An FAA spokesman says he received a report of multiple fatalities and some survivors.
One of the saddest days in music this day, 1977. Members of Leonard Skinner, Ronnie Van Zant, Stephen Gaines, his sister Cassie, and I believe their manager, agent, or somebody else also in there.
Yes.
Died when their plane crashed. There were survivors,
yes.
And the remaining band would move on. It would take them some while.
Yes, it would.
You know, to get back at it. But it certainly was a rattling experience, life-changing for Leonard Skinner.
I remember it.
And vividly. The plane simply ran out of gas.
Well, it was.
It was in disrepair.
Yes, it was.
But
it
the
was
official cause of it was running out of fuel.
It was probably leaking.
That's
fuel
probably was.
It
had a leaky
to,
gas tank, as well was the
it
issue.
Was, it was a bad deal.
1977. 1991, this was the date that they said I do, Neil. Happy anniversary, Clint Black and Lisa Hartman. Now Lisa Hartman Black.
Very nice.
Boy, I tell you what, Clint Black didn't waste any time using his newfound fame in country music. I mean, he'd been around for maybe 2 years, but boy, he went right to the top. Going to Hollywood, looking for a wife and a girlfriend, dating Lisa Hartman right out of the bat.
Not bad.
No. I said I do. He reached for the stars is what he did. Clint Black, they were married in Houston, Texas on this date. Still together today, Neil.
Yes, they are.
2011.
Today, the government of Libya announced the death of Muammar Gaddafi. This marks the end of a long and painful chapter for the people of Libya.
Muammar Gaddafi, he'd been around for 42 years. We had our run-ins with that guy.
Yeah.
Including in the mid-80s with Ronald Reagan.
He's not a good man.
Tripoli. He was killed after his capture during a raid on his hometown of Sirte. This date, 2011. And then a year ago,
touching down this morning, the Qantas Dreamliner, after 19 hours and 16 minutes non-stop in the air from the Big Apple. The landmark flight has been 99 years in the making.
Neil, would you be able to make it on a 19-hour, 42-minute flight nonstop?
That's a long time.
It was a Dreamliner, and that means that it's easier to dream on the Dreamliner because they have comfier chairs.
It was about 8-9 hours or whatever it was from Amsterdam to Minneapolis. That was long enough for me.
A little better than Comfort Plus.
Yes.
Would be the Dreamliner seats, I'd hope, at least.
I would bet they are.
And Qantas, have they ever had a crash yet? Remember from Rain Man, weren't they the only ones that had never had a crash?
It seems like
Wasn't it.
Wasn't it
Qantas? Wasn't it Rain Man telling us that?
I thought so.
That was this day, 2009. COVID-19. Birthdays.
I've been to Nagasaki, Hiroshima too. The same I did to them, baby, I can do to you. Cause I'm a Fujiyama mama, and I'm just about to blow my top. Fujiyama yama.
Queen of rockabilly. You may also want to call her the first lady of rockabilly, Wanda Jackson. Fujiyama mama, Neil.
Very nice.
83 today for the queen of rockabilly. 1937, born in the state. 83. We know immediately what song this is.
Yes.
First note. I can name that song in one note. Tom Kennedy. He's the lead man of the Tokens.
How about that?
Jay Siegel. 81 today.
Nice.
The story of this song is really quite spectacular. Of African origin. South Africa. Written in Zulu. And became one of the biggest hits of the 60s. 1961, Tokens and The Lion Sleeps Tonight. The original name of the song was Wim Away. Wim Away.
Iconic. Gotta
it
love
is,
it.
Jay Siegel today. Juan Marichal, 83. What do you remember most about Juan Marichal, the Baseball Hall of Famer? Mostly for the Giants, the big pitcher.
He had the highest leg kick of anybody.
Yeah, sure did.
I mean, he looked like a Karate Kid.
Well, it looked like he was pointing to the moon with his leg.
Yes.
With his foot. You see the moon
up
there? It was
above his head.
The only one who had a higher leg kick was either Jim Brunzel or Greg Gagne, the
high
flyers,
when
they're doing their drop kicks.
Yes.
But Juan Marichal still with us, 83.
Who are you talking about?
Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez? Keith Hernandez!
Hello, Newman.
I hate Keith Hernandez. Hate him.
I despise him.
So Keith Hernandez, pretty good ball player, but now forever immortalized in Seinfeld lore and the Seinfeld universe. Keith Hernandez. I can't even see his name or anything about him without thinking Keith Hernandez.
Right,
Keith Hernandez today is 67. He was with the Mets and the Cardinals. Had a nice career. Did he get caught cheating?
He had a misplay.
What was it? Yeah, was it something?
No, you just had a fielding error that cost the Mets, didn't he? Wasn't it something he did?
I think that was with the Cardinals.
Oh yeah.
I think that was with the Cardinals. You might be thinking of Buckner with
Buckner with the Red Sox.
They were the benefit of that misplay.
Yes, they
his
were.
Mets.
And didn't Keith Hernandez and Walt Frazier then do the... Just for men,
or whatever it was, because their hair was getting too gray.
Right.
So Keith Hernandez.
A day may come when the courage of men fails, when we forsake our friends and break all bonds of fellowship.
But it is not this day.
An hour of wolves and shattered shields when the age of men comes crashing down. But it is not this day. This day we fight.
That's not quite Marty Schottenheimer-like, but that's a pretty good pep talk.
That is.
That's a pretty good pep talk. And as far as, I'm thinking of Rafael Palmeiro as having steroid issue, not
yes,
Keith
he
Hernandez.
Did.
I think Keith Hernandez.
I don't think Hernandez
no,
was a
No, I don't think
cheater.
So either. I don't think so. But that's Viggo Mortensen from the Lord of the Rings movies. He was Aragorn, and boy, was he ever a good Aragorn. He's 62 today. One of the Walton boys.
Hey, Ben, what are you doing?
Are you spying on me now?
You look awful.
You mind your own business. You got your own date. Hey, brother.
It's Jim Bob and Ben Bob, or is it Ben Boy? Which one is it? It's Ben Walton. They're fighting over a girl on Walton's Mountain, which happened a lot more than people knew. There's a lot of fighting over ladies on Walton's Mountain. So Eric Scott, who played Ben... He was the second to youngest boy. The youngest boy was Jim Bob. Did you know Jim Bob had a twin brother that was lost in childbirth? Joe Bob? And I'm not making this up.
Serious?
There really was. I don't know if they called him or would have called him Joe Bob, but there really was. So Eric Scott, Ben Walton, happy birthday, 62.
Is there anybody here to see WCW?
Big Scott Hall. Another one of wrestling is just crazy here today. I hope you don't mind. Big Scott Hall. People also used to call him Razor.
People here in Norfolk came to see the NW.
Razor Ramon, you may remember him as that. He was also one of the founding members of the NWO, Neil. Do you remember Big Scott Hall?
I do. I do. Not vividly, but I know.
He's 61 today.
Well, yeah.
Democratic vice presidential nominee, Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
50. It's not Kamala. It's Kamala.
Kamala.
The wrestler is Kamala.
Ah, yes.
The Ugandan giant. This
right.
is Kamala. 56 today. Snoop.
Come on, everybody! Come on! Snoop! Snoop-a-loop! Snoop! No! Snoop!
He's had a lot of names. I didn't remember Snoop-a-loop.
Come on, everybody! We're gone!
That's from old school.
Yes. Man, was there going streaking?
Man, put the music back on. Let's get the party back cracking up in here.
There's Snoop Dogg. He's a pretty good Huggy Bear in the Starsky and Hutch movie, too. But Snoop Dogg and his entourage did not go streaking.
No.
But they did look for KFC later on, much like Will Ferrell did as KFC opened. Snoop Dogg, 49. One of the singers from Little Big Town, Jimmy Westbrook.
No matter where I go, I keep my heart and soul in the boondocks.
That was him leading the way there, and he's married to one of them, and then the other two are married. It's like ABBA for country.
I didn't even know
Yeah, I guess. They're all kind of married and intertwined there in the old Little Big Town. Jimmy Westbrook, 49.
Yes.
Dwight tried to kiss me.
What?
And I didn't tell anyone because I'm not really sure how I feel about it.
That is not true. Redact it.
Well, I'm not actually making a formal complaint. I just really think we should talk about it.
Okay, question. When a name is withdrawn...
Oh, Jim and Dwight. They had their moments. That's John Krasinski of The Office. Jim, Neil.
Yes?
The best part was when he put his stapler in Jell-O. And then him and Pam eventually got together, which is something everybody wanted to see anyway.
Okay.
So Jim Krasinski is 41, and you sound like you're not familiar with The Office.
I've seen very little of it. It's a funny show from one of the few times I did watch it.
There's so much good stuff to watch.
I know.
Plus, you need to keep up your reputation as only watching Gunsmoke. And you don't always watch Gunsmoke and only watch it, but you need to watch it. In order to maintain that claim that all you watch is Gunsmoke, you need 80% of your viewing needs to be Gunsmoke. So in order to maintain that, other shows just get thrown on the wayside.
They do. I watched 2 hours of Gunsmoke yesterday, I'm sure.
Rapper of the day, ASAP Ferg.
Wow.
ASAP Ferg with the S as a dollar sign.
You're making that up.
ASAP Ferg is 32.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. We got quite a list today. We're going to go right to, you know, it's Halloween time. One of the greatest horror actors of all time, Bela Lugosi.
Van Helsing. Now that you have learned what you have learned, it would be well for you to return to your own country.
I've got to say this again. Dracula, for a guy who can't see himself in the mirror, he is really put together. I mean, his grooming is unbelievable how good his grooming is. I mean, his little puffy shirt is right where it needs to be, and his cape is perfectly symmetrical. It's unbelievable what he does without a mirror.
Somebody had to help him. The Invisible Man, somebody had to help him look like that. He was also the Wolfman, and
it wasn't Van Helsing.
No. 1882 for the great Bela Lugosi. Our jazz great of the day is Ferdinand Jelly Roll Morton, born on this day in 1890.
You know, the funny thing is he never stepped inside the door of a bakery.
Isn't that
never
strange?
Once in his life.
Yeah, isn't that?
Maybe didn't even know what a bakery looked like.
Maybe people just bought him jelly rolls. I don't know. Actress Arlene Francis, she was an actress, but I just remember her for she was always a panelist on What's My Line, and she was born on this day, 1907. Country music, Hall of Famer, Grandpa Jones.
Grandpa, what's for supper?
Baked possum and sweet potatoes and whole kernel corn and stewed tomatoes and ripe mushmelon or a rhubarb pie and a good cup of coffee that'll take you out.
Yum, yum.
If I went to allrecipes.com right now, could I find a recipe for baked possum?
Somewhere it's got to be available.
I think it would include a crock pot.
Yeah. Grandpa Jones, of course, on Hee Haw and the Grand Ole Opry. He was born on this day, 1913. Game show announcer, Gene Wood.
Kings and queens will rarely fight you unless an ace shows up to bite you on Card Sharks.
Oh, my.
Here's the host of Card Sharks, Jim Perry.
And, of course, he did the Family Feud open for years as well. Let's Play the Feud. I mean, he was iconic. Not a host, but an announcer. He was usually off screen.
That voice, though, if you watch game shows, you would have to know that voice.
I'm Gene Wood.
1925 for Gene Wood.
Very smart outfit. You busy, Father? Just washing my feet. Parenthetically, did you know that it was the custom on Holy Thursday for the Pope to wash a poor man's feet?
So?
Well, there's not much chance of His Holiness showing up here. So I thought I'd do my own.
Gotta love that laugh from Father Mulcahy.
He was one of the greats. William Christopher played Father Mulcahy on MASH 1932. I got to back up. I got to mention Mickey Mantle, one of the greatest baseball players of all time, born on this day in 1931. Jerry Orbach, he was in Law and Order and many other shows. Born on this day, 1935. He was Wilson on Home Improvement.
Wilson? Swallow a pigeon?
No, Tim, I'm ululating.
I didn't know men could do that.
You make a lot of similar noises as Tim Allen does, I do. Now that I think about it.
Earl Hindman there. He was, you know, we never saw him, though, right?
No.
Or we saw him from the...
His face was always partially covered.
The eyebrows up. What about this great singer? I just saw a tribute show to him over the weekend. Well, so good. Tom Petty. We lost him way too early.
Where?
He was also did a stint, you know, with the Traveling Wilburys, and the Free Fallen Band did the Traveling Wilburys song that he sang lead on as well. Tom Petty was born on this day, 1950, and they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Again, brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, coffee you can drink all day. Ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee or visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. And unlike your Diet Mountain Dew there, Neil, Split Rock Coffee has lower acidity.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good.
It really does.
Very good. Thank you for sponsoring the Bob Almanac.
Would you like to start your Bobathon, No Repeat Workday, Long Stretch of Music with Exile, Woke Up in Love, Alan Jackson, It Must Be Love, and then after that, Boogie Woogie Fiddle Country Boy Blues.
CDB?
Yes.
Yeah, let's do that.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBG1.